Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Don Bailey with offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson. And, Coach, congratulations on that 45-3 win. But a big part of it is you had an opportunity to get a lot of guys playing time and game reps.
No, it was. I mean, we'll take the win, obviously. I wanted it to be a little bit more than that. But by the nature in which they played, you know, our ones had five possessions in the game and we scored five touchdowns. It was about all you can do. And then the twos had three possessions and scored twice, one field goal, one touchdown. So they're happy with those guys. We missed a couple opportunities with the twos, but at least they got, you know, a quarter and a half of playing time, which is going to prove to be good.
All right, Coach, your offense set another record here at the University of Miami. Carson Beck went 15 for 15. It broke Vinny Testaverde's record of 14 for 14 back in 1986. Efficiency is what you're looking for, and you got it.
No doubt. I mean, that's what we put the stamp on in our offense is like completions, accuracy, and Carson's very accurate with the football. It always goes to the right place. He's very careful with it. It's one reason why we're two games in and we still haven't turned the ball over, which is great, and we need to keep down that road. But his efficiency with the football is really high. It's almost 80% on the year, which is staggering.
Coach, Emory Williams got some quality reps. He was 8-12 and had an opportunity for a couple bigger plays as well, and it just didn't materialize, but it's good to get him experience.
No, he did. I thought he did really well. I mean, he was 8-12. Two of those incompletions were – I mean, one of them was right off the hands of Josh on a post route that could have been a 50-yard touchdown, and then the other one, he barely missed Ray down the middle, which would have been another 50-yard touchdown. But some quality reps for him and did a lot of good things. I wish we could have finished that one drive with a touchdown. I actually messed up the third down call, which is on me. But yeah, I thought he went out there and played really well.
Malachi Toney, leading receiver again, and C.J. Daniels, productive as usual.
No doubt. Just catches touchdowns, you know, which is awesome. And so, but those guys were very steady. I was hoping to get Keelan on that post route. Barely missed him, but yeah, all those guys have been very steady, and you know, part of the 15 completions is them catching it too, and so they're typically when the ball's around those guys, they bring it in, which I appreciate, and I'm sure Carson does too.
Quietly, your tight end room had a bunch of catches as well. Lofton had three, Schott had a couple, Gilbert had a catch. Production out of that side of the ball as well.
Yeah, no doubt, and two of them should have been touchdowns. They're getting tackled on the 1 yard line. It's like they're allergic to touchdowns right now, which we're going to try to find the remedy of that. And honestly, the game one, they should have, like, they were open a few times and they could have made some plays in that game too. But yeah, I was happy with the way they played and the way the ball was spread around in general is always good when you see a lot of guys getting touches.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.